Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. So you've cranked out the first draft of your novel. Congratulations. That's a huge step. And if you did it in a month flat by participating in a challenge like National Novel Writing Month, you're ahead of the game for sure. From here, it may be worth looking into the different types of editing that are available as you shape and reshape your book. One of the very first steps along the path to a finished novel is submitting one of your early drafts for substantive editing. Some people call this developmental editing, and others use the two terms interchangeably, but for the purposes of this discussion, we'll use substantive editing. Substantive editing is the costliest type of editing and requires more creativity than actual writing ability on the part of the editor. As I said, it will usually take place after the first draft is written, but it could even help to talk to a substantive editor about your outline before you even write the first draft. For that, you'd most likely be charged some kind of hourly consulting or coaching fee, which wouldn't be as much as a full-on edit. But what does a substantive editor look at? The pacing and continuity of your story, plot holes, believability, character development, and overall structure. For example, would it make more sense to put chapter 6 before chapter 3? You might pay 5 to 10 cents a word for substantive editing. Several drafts later, you'll be ready to do a beta reading. To help you understand what this is, have you ever used a website or a software program that was marked with the word beta? If so, then you were part of the testing process. That is, the stage at which actual users test the software. So a beta reading of your book is basically the same thing. And just as the software needs to be in usable shape before it can be beta tested, your beta readers should be handed a manuscript that is very close to its final form. And since your manuscript is going to be reviewed by professionals at other times, your beta readers don't have to be professionals in the field. In fact, it's probably better if they're not. Just get a group of friends together who can help you out with this. Hand them your manuscript, then a couple weeks later, throw a pizza party and let your beta readers give you their critiques. In my experience, a pizza party is a very powerful motivator. It also wouldn't hurt to find friends who have complementary skill sets. In other words, a friend who is a good writer, for example, a friend who's a good storyteller, a friend who may have written a novel before, etc. One of the side benefits of a beta reading group is that you're in effect crowdsourcing the critique. In other words, using the collective wisdom of the group to spot factual inaccuracies and other blatant errors. So once all the empty pizza boxes have been put out for recycling, hole up in your writing space for a few days and crank out the next draft, incorporating all the wonderful suggestions your beta readers gave you. And when you're finished with that, you'll have a manuscript that's ready for copy editing. Copy editing is a little more technical and a little less creative than substantive editing and requires a keen eye for mistakes and an ear for rhythm. A copy editor will take your near-finished manuscript and look for errors in grammar, consistent misuse of punctuation, disjointed sentences, good overall flow, clarity, conciseness, among others. The edit may involve rearranging sentences, maybe even entire paragraphs, to make sure that what you're trying to convey comes across clearly to the reader. Expect to pay between 2 and 7 cents per word for copy editing, depending on the editor's experience, how polished your manuscript is going in, and the time frame you give the editor. Now, take the corrections and suggestions the copy editor made and create a final draft of your novel. Now, it's entirely possible the copy editor missed a few things and left some small errors. And it's also possible, I'd say probable, that when you were writing your final draft, you may have inserted some additional errors, a missing word or a double period, for example. That's what a proofreader is for. A proofreader will take your last draft and give it a good once-over, making sure no mistakes remain and that it's ready for publication. Proofreading is less involved and therefore cheaper than copy editing, so expect to pay between 1 and 5 cents per word for proofreading. So that's it, and great job. From here, it's time to either format your manuscript and self-publish it, or start querying agents. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. I also offer one-on-one phone coaching to help you express your ideas in writing and make your sentences sparkle. For information on coaching, go to dreamplaywrite.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.